It's another weekend and another war movie is opening in theaters, but this one takes a more whimsical approach.
I have a mission I want you to lead. Thank you, Sergeant.
Guy Ritchie directs The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, a somewhat true but greatly embellished story about a secret British plot during World War II.
We're losing the war. Hitler is not playing by the rules, so neither are we.
Winston Churchill directs a ragtag group of mercenaries to cripple Germany's U-boat capabilities, and along the way, a lot of Nazis get killed. I mean, a lot.
Is that a heart, Lassie?
Not since Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds has there been such a joyful display of Nazi grudge killing, and I'm all in for that. It's what rockets this movie from a war film into an almost comic book level of insanity. And its tongue-in-cheek attitude with a formidable cast makes it a lot of fun.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team. You won't like them. They're all mad.
They'll need to be.
As expected from Ritchie, there's plenty of action and punchy one-liners. He's definitely back in his filmmaking element here.
Guilty as charged.
Not to be taken too seriously, as it revels in its own pulpiness, this is a ludicrous film, but it's still a great deal of fun.
Ooh, you're in trouble now!
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare gets 3.5 machine guns out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.